podcast is Pastor Bob Arthur's.
And happy Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. We are so thankful that you have chosen to spend the next half hour with us as we are discussing the Word of God today. We're going to be back in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to be continuing. We started yesterday. We got all the way through verse 14. We read verse 14 all the way through the end of chapter 2 down to verse number 26. And then in all that discussion, we covered one verse. We'll try and get through a little bit more today, but we won't read quite as far. But want to start off by saying thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. If your air conditioning is not keeping up with the heat, first of all, let me tell you something to do that's cheap, inexpensive, and probably something that gets forgotten about, and that is be sure and check your air filter. Your air filter, especially if you have pets that shed, your air filter is going to get clogged up faster than the once a month that they recommend that you change your air filter. And so about every 2 or 3 weeks at my house, we're changing an air filter just to make sure. But I tell you what, $4 or $5 sounds a whole lot better than $500 or $600. But if you have other issues, electrical issues, maybe a capacitor has gone bad, or you've got a problem with a condensation line or something like that, give the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Maybe you're looking for someone to come and install one of those new high-tech thermostats. That is a very inexpensive way to control the temperature in your house and save on the electric bill by managing when it's cooling, when it's not. Mine is not the most advanced, but it's not bad. It does a good job. I can control all 7 days, multiple times during the day, and got different settings for heat, for cool. Can't control it from a phone like some of these more advanced models can, but if you need one of those, they can come out and do that. I was told by somebody, you got to be careful when you change a thermostat. If you don't turn off the breaker, you can end up frying things if two wires happen to touch that are not supposed to touch. So you don't just want to go diving into something thinking you know what you're doing and causing more problems than what you originally had. Call the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. They can come and they can get you. See, I they can get you up and running. I like to save as much money as possible. You know, I think that there's a couple of ways that God can bless me. He can either bless me with more coming in, or he can bless me with less going out. I like the fact that as a person who tithes, God rebukes the devourer for my sake. And so the folks at Wyrick Air, Dennis and Carla, they are wonderful believers in Christ. They have a great business that they have built, and they service all of Brevard County. And like I said, they do air conditioning repairs. They do electrical. I would say that they do heat, but there's not that many people who are needing their heat repaired this time of the year. Although there are some people who like their house, their room, at a much higher temperature than what I do. One of the reasons why they may be so thin is because their house operates more like a sauna than it does my house, but that's between them and their electric bill. If you got issues, give Dennis and Carla a call, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. Sunday morning, 10:30, I am going to be preaching My Mother's Day message. My Mother's Day message is called Pioneer Women. It is a message that I have been waiting to preach for 11 months. I've been chomping at the bit to preach this message. And so if you can come and be a part of that, we would greatly appreciate it. We've got some gifts that we've got that we're going to be giving away, some door prizes that we're going to be giving away to the ladies. It's not just a mother's event, although I will tell you this. Everybody has a mother. Everybody had a mother. You would not be here without your mother. And even though she probably isn't perfect, you still need to be thankful for that. There was a person years ago, and the way that he got saved was very unique. He was having a very, very difficult day, and he took the phone book. This goes back a number of years. Took the phone book, and he flung it across the room. And when he went to pick it up, when he picked it up, the only thing that he saw on the page was the phone number for Merit Assembly of God, which, by the way, is 321-454-4263. And he didn't really think anything at all about it. He slammed the phone book shut. He put it away, and he had to go to the store. And all the way to the store, all he could think about was the church's phone number. And it was back in the days before cell phones were as prevalent as they are now. There were still pay phones around. And so he got to the store, and all the way there, God had been dealing with him, and he had the number for our church memorized. He went and he dialed the church, and he got a hold of me. He ended up giving his heart to Jesus. God began to do a revolutionary work in his life. And a couple of weeks after he had started coming to church, he said, "Pastor, I had always had a bad, bad relationship with my mother, and she's now dead." He said, "So I want you to know that I made a trip to her grave, and I told her I loved her. I forgave her for all of the things that she had done that were not measured up, and I made my relationship with my mother as right as I could, even though she had passed away." And I was never so proud of a guy. I didn't tell him to do that. That was something that the Holy Spirit prompted him to do in his life. And so I want to make sure that you honor the ladies in your life this week. And so our Mother's Day event is not just fixated on mothers, because just like there are spiritual fathers, there are also spiritual mothers. They may not have ever had biological children on their own, but they do a lot to train up young ladies in the way that they should go. They are like spiritual mothers to them. And so that's coming up. Last year we did something special. Each year it's something a little different. And so if you're available Sunday morning, 10:30, we would love to have you come and be a part of that special day as we celebrate Pioneer Women and challenge the ladies of our congregation to be pioneers in the faith. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Begin reading at verse number 14 again. It says, "Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words, to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some." And that's where we're going to begin where we're going to end the reading today. So, By the way, Sunday night, we will not be having church at Merit Assembly of God because of the priority that we have on wanting everybody to celebrate their mothers as much as possible, their wives and the special ladies in their life. Verse number 15 is where we're going to begin today. And again, this is Paul writing to Timothy and giving Timothy instructions that will set him up for success. And it says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You and I are called to be diligent in the things that we do. We're not called to be slothful. We are called to know that we have responsibility. Used to be, there was a mindset that said, okay, here is when we work. We work 8 to 5, and you will be here from 8 to 5. And, you know, you get your lunch and you get your break and all that, but this is the time frame. Well, society has changed. When I first went to Chicago, I remember that there was a huge Sears store not too far from where we lived. It wasn't in a mall. It was a freestanding Sears store. And during the week, it closed at 5 o'clock. I was dumbfounded. It closed at 5 o'clock. On Fridays, I believe it stayed open till 6 o'clock. On Saturdays, it didn't stay open very long at all. And I'm not sure it was open on Sundays at all. If it was, it was only for a few short hours. And I had never been associated with those type of hours before. And I thought, man, those people are really missing the opportunity because everybody else is working 8 to 5. And so what this store was saying was, if you're going to shop at us, you're going to have to take time off work, or you're not going to be employed. You're going to have somebody in your family go and do the shopping for you. Because it was basically operating business hours, banker's hours. And those days are long gone. There are very few jobs that you can find that are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday jobs anymore. They, you know, when I was in Bible college, there were blue laws in Springfield, Missouri. You couldn't find anything that was open except for maybe a truck stop. Somebody was telling me, I was discussing that, and they were describing how a store in their town, they had blue laws as well, and that store kept pressing the envelope, and every once in a while, the city would come in, and they would shut them completely down on Sunday because there was a reverence for the Lord's Day. They wanted people in church. They wanted people worshiping God. And I do remember that once those laws changed, that there was a study that was done that said that when stores opened up their doors on Sundays, that they really did not increase their revenue because people were going to buy those products and they were going to have to find a way to get it some other time. But because now it was open on Sunday, then they didn't have to go and they didn't have to go and find those less convenient times. They would just do it now on Sunday. Society has changed a lot. Society has changed a lot. So now you have stores that are open 24 hours a day. You've got some stores that are open 364 days a year. Some stores that are open 365 days a year. And almost entirely open 24 hours a day during that process. So the dynamic has changed. So at Merit Assembly of God, I'm blessed with a tremendous office manager. Her name is Karen. She's phenomenal. And Heidi is our worship leader, and she is phenomenal. And each one of them, you know, have their responsibilities to do. And I am blessed in knowing that if there's a doctor's appointment that comes up, or if there's something else that comes up, that they are still going to be diligent in getting the things done that need to be done. They're going to make sure that it happens. So it might not happen on regularly scheduled office hours, and my office, both of them are part-time. But I do know this, that with them, I don't have to wonder whether they're going to get the job done. There have been others that I have worked with in the past, and it's like there was some uncertainty as to whether or not the things that they were supposed to do, they were actually going to do. And that's something that will turn my hair gray. It's stuff like that did turn my hair gray. And by the way, I'll throw this out. I've got two other people who do a tremendous amount of ministry on a volunteer basis as far as what we've paid people to do in the past. And those are my two daughters. One of them does the children's ministry. One of them does the youth ministry. Neither one of them get paid. They're 100% volunteer, but they are extremely diligent and doing their ministries. And to a large extent, many of those ministries they do better than some people we've paid to do them in the past. There's another person who everything that they do at the church is done on a volunteer basis, and that is my wife. And she heads up our women's ministry. In times past, she was the bookkeeper because there was nobody else to keep the books. She did it all by hand because there wasn't a computer system there. She just moves from one ministry to another ministry to another ministry, and she does all of that because she wants to serve the Lord. She's diligent in what she does. And so I know that a lot of different people from a lot of different churches listen to this program. And so can I encourage you this Mother's Day to remember the pastor's wife and the staff pastor's wife and all of those ladies who are serving behind the scenes, and no one is really giving them any accolades. Maybe it's the lady that cleans the church. Maybe it is the secretaries that print the bulletins or make sure that the information gets out or sing on the word. Would you make sure that you honor those people who are diligently serving the body of Christ? It's very, very important. There's a lot of things that we do not do at our house during the holidays, during Christmas and things like that, because we spend our time decorating the church. And then all of my wife, my two daughters, they both work full-time jobs as well. And there's only so much time to go around. And so there's a lot of people who are diligent to do things that some people never give any thought to it. They just think it magically happens that the floors get swept, the toilets get cleaned, the trash cans get emptied. Make sure that you thank God and honor those people who are diligent in the ministries that they have been entrusted with. Whether they're paid or not, they are greatly, greatly appreciated. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. Okay? And so that means that it requires some effort on our part. We are living our life. I shared with my congregation here recently that I remember two Sunday school quarterlies that I had when I was growing up as a kid in youth group. One of them was called Under Construction, that we are that we are, God is still working on us. The other one was called Life in a Fishbowl. I still remember that. And it was talking about how everybody is watching us as Christians. And so we need to be diligent in making sure that we present ourselves to God for his approval. Jesus, after the resurrection, said, "Don't cling to me. I've still got to ascend to the Father here yet." We're still waiting on that approval of his, you know, that he approves of the way that we live. He approves of the things that we say. He approves of the offerings that we make. That approval to God is very important, but that approval is also meant to be manifest to our neighbors, our coworkers, our family members. They should understand that we are walking as the blessed and the highly favored of the Lord. Be diligent. This is an instruction to Timothy that he will demonstrate to those that he is leading in his congregation, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. In our house, every once in a while, we can come in and we know if the dogs have done something that they were not supposed to do. They have this look, you know, where normally they're prancing and they're excited. If they've done something that they're not supposed to do, all of a sudden they begin to slink down, and instead of running to greet you at the door, they start running the opposite way because they know, uh-oh, I'm getting ready to be found out that I wasn't behaving. Do you realize that Jesus told the parable about a master who would come back from a trip? He was away. There was a steward over the workers who said, you know what, he's not coming back for a long time. And he began to neglect his and abuse the workers. He did all sorts of things. And one day the master did show up, and there was an accountability that was going to take place. So we need to be diligent, presenting ourselves approved to God, a worker that doesn't need to be ashamed. When I was managing in retail, my wife and I, we only had one car. I worked the day shift. She worked the night shift. And she worked sales. And then at one point in time, we got into such a bind that she worked the stock. And at one point in time, we got so desperate that she ended up working in sales. She had done it before. So it was something that was very good. And she came home one night and she said, you do know that the things that you tell the employees to do, that once you walk out the door, they don't pay attention to any of that at all, don't you? And I said, of course I know. You know, if you tell somebody to dust a shelf and you come in the next day and the shelf's not dusted, you know that they didn't do it. And that would be one thing if there was customers and they were busy, but when you're also the one that reviews the sales, you know that there's a person who just wasn't diligent in doing what you instructed them to do. God, long before there were security cameras, God was already watching everything that we do. There's nothing that you can conceal from him. There's no thought that you can think that he's not already aware of. Read the scriptures. You'll find out people were thinking negatively about Jesus, and all of a sudden he begins to address the things that they are thinking because he knows the thoughts and the intents of our heart. So we need to make sure that we present ourselves and that we don't have to be ashamed of the way that we conduct ourselves. And then it goes on with this phrase. This is where we're going to end today. Rightly dividing the word of truth. There are a lot of believers. First of all, there are a lot of believers who quote things thinking they're in the Bible that are not actually in the Bible. Cleanliness is next to godliness is not in the Bible. You can quote it all day long, but it's not in the Bible. There was a person that I saw in the news recently, and they said, as Abraham Lincoln once said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And I wanted, I mean, all of a sudden I found myself wanting to scream at the television. That wasn't an Abraham Lincoln original. That was Jesus that said that. There are all sorts of people who will distort and contort the Word of God, trying to manipulate it to get it to say what they want it to believe. But you and I, we are called to rightly handle the Word of God. We are supposed to divide it. We're supposed to handle it the way that God intended it to be handled. And that is, you've got to read it. You've got to read it in the context that it was said. You cannot pull just the first part of the verse and quote that without understanding the rest of the verse. That happens a lot of times. There are a lot of people who quote things and they don't realize that they are not quoting it in its full context. You and I, we need to make sure that we handle it accordingly. And you know, I could begin to quote scripture and tell you the part that people quote and the part that they leave out. If God be for us, who can be against us? You know, but we need to understand that God has called us according to his purpose. So you and I study the scriptures. You know, a pastor friend of mine says, don't just read the scriptures, read the scriptures. Get in there, find out what it has to say, and approach it and say, God, I want the Holy Scriptures to speak into my life. I don't want to manipulate the scriptures to try and say what I want it to say. I want the scriptures to speak. I remember when I was a teenager, I was given this warning, and this was before I was in the ministry. It said this, that cults look for people who only have a partial understanding of the scriptures, and they twist them, they distort them, they contort them, and they try and recruit half-baked Christians into following a lie. I want to encourage you, handle the Word of God the way it's meant to be handled. Have a happy Mother's Day. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life is in his hand. He knows my name. Yeah. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me his very own. He'll never, never, never